brought this microphone along because I'm a little hoarser than I got Brother Ron with y'all there. And basically what I wanted to do, you know what they say, like the down south folks, I'm from down south. I brought Brother Ron in today and brought my daughter in, so what I'm going to try to do before they get started, say I want to soften y'all up a little bit.
All right.
I get y'all softened up and see then Brother Ron and my daughter come in with the big bum.
All right.
Oh boy, ain't that good. Yeah. Well, today the song I'm going to do for y'all today is kind of remember a song, but it is a remember song to me. As you hear Sister Ellen's message to y'all today about Brother Jim Musson. See, Brother Jim Musson, he had absent from this world, but he is present with the Lord.
Right.
And also, you know, we had Brother Bob. I don't think y'all got a chance to meet him, but he also absent from this world today and present with the Lord. But we so thank God today that we are here.
Yes.
You know, it might be raining outside, but it's still warm inside.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about, warm in your heart. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to preach, Brother Ron. Don't think that. I'm going to hold it down for you. But I just wanted to let y'all know that, you know. As the old saying said, you can kill the body, but you cannot kill the soul. Let's talk to me now. Y'all hear me talking? I'm going to be that one of those dying preachers outside. I'm going to tell you about it. Yeah. But also, why I brought this mic along, because I brought my daughter along. And like I say, I'm going to do this in the memory of Brother Jim Muffin and Brother Bob Mento.
Amen.
And I also want to do this today for my daughter, because she always heard her mother when we was kind of, well, when she was coming up, they always kind of get with me to sing the song. And they never did learn the song, so when they started singing, when I get to the part about what to do, and they didn't know, they didn't say, it's something other. But today I'm going to give it to you like this. Well, that's to come a knocking at my mother's door. They said, come on, mother, aren't you ready to go? Well, my mother stooped it down into the buckle for shoes and lost. She got them buckled up and then she began to move. Now she moved on down about a journey clean, crying, Lord, hallelujah, I've been redeemed. But I did my duty, Lord, I got on my traveling shoes, Lord. I did my duty, Lord, I got on my traveling shoes. Well, Lord, that's to come a knocking at my father's door. They said, come on, father, aren't you ready to go? Here my father stooping down to the bus up the shoes, and all he got him, but for love and dinner, he began to move. Now he moved on down about a dirty stream, crying, Lord, hallelujah, been redeemed. But I done my duty, Lord, I got on the traveling shoe, Lord. I done my duty, Lord, I got on the traveling shoe. Well, Lord, that's to come a knocking at my sister's door. He's saying, come on, sister, don't you ready to go? Well, my sister took me down to the bus up with you, the Lord. You got them both a little bit in her. She began to move, now she moved on down about her. Joy and dream, crying, Lord, hallelujah, been redeemed. But I done did my duty, Lord, I got on the traveling shoe, Lord. I done did my duty, Lord, I got on the traveling shoe. Well, that's to come a knocking at my brother's door. He said, come on, brother, aren't you ready to go? Well, my brother's stooping down to the book of the stooping, Lord, we got him buckled up for dinner. He began to move, Lord, he moved on down about a dirty and scream, crying, Lord, hallelujah, then redeemed. But I done did my duty, Lord, I got on the traveling shoe, Lord. I done did my duty, Lord, I got on the traveling shoe, Lord. I done did my duty, whoa, Lord, I got on the traveling shoe. You want to hold up on that? Or you
I'm going to finish the program, and then if you don't mind, Katrina can close our program out with her part, and then Brother George.
Okay, that'd be fine with me. No problem.
So we can kind of keep things going. one, but you know.
Keep it on the ball.
Okay, we're going to continue our worship and song within the garden. We got a couple more songs to sing. Brother Ron's going to give us our message,
amen.
And then Trina has some poems for us. And then if you don't mind, Trina, you can also close us with prayer.
Okay.
And then Brother George will close our program as usual. So that's the agenda for us this afternoon.
That's the engine. Then you go on and go off.
Okay, we're going to, George already did this one, but now we're going to sing it all together. We're going to sing In the Garden. I come to the garden alone.
God sent his child.
not even over with yet, so thank you so much.
Best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
I just want you to know, I'm kind of new at this, but where two or more are gathered, so am I.
Amen.
And I have faith that the Lord is going to touch us all, and it's not through my words, but it's through His. So if you'll pray with me, we'll get the show on the road.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this day, for the refreshing rain outside, and for what you do to our spirit, the cleaning of our souls. Lord, we ask that we all be worthy of you and that we acknowledge you as our Father and Savior. We ask that your word be present here and that we know that, Lord, you work in everybody's lives. You know everybody's pains and sorrows. You know everybody's healing. Lord, you are capable of all those things. And we just ask that you give us patience and let us work through you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I was kind of confused as to what I was going to speak about today. And I haven't done this since grade school, I think, when I was told by one of my teachers I have a big mouth. But I think there's a reason now. And what I did, I just asked God to lead me to whatever He wanted for today's sermon. And
Amen.
We come across Zephaniah. Now, Zephaniah, he was around Josiah's time, I'm sorry. And he prophesies about the devastation that's waiting those non-believers.
Amen.
And there's a reason why God wants us to believe in him. And it's not that we face destruction with the evil one, but that we find eternal happiness with him as our Savior. And we know to do this that we have to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And through faith and through belief, he guides us to that eternity. And we're forever thankful for that. So today I'd like to read from Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 14 through 18.
Amen.
Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 14 through 18. The great day of the Lord. The great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. Listen, the cry on the day of the Lord will be bitter, the shouting of the warrior there. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress, and anguish, a day of trouble and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness,
Amen.
A day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the corner towers. I will bring distress on the people, and they will walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood will be poured out like dust and their entrails like filth. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of his jealousy, the whole world will be consumed, for he will make a sudden end of all who live in the earth. Let us pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we understand that you are in total control. We know that you are our Savior and that you strengthen us daily. We also ask, Lord, that you reach out and hear the words of the non-believers, that you can help send the message through us of your divine glory and salvation. We ask that we carry out your will, Father, and that we feel blessed by your presence, not only in today, but all our lives. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
There is some fear in this message today, but I think the underlying fear is that what would life be without the Lord? You know, what would it be like to not have salvation? We all know that there's two things in this world. There's good and evil. And the same holds true for our life after death. We can either follow the Lord or we can follow the evil one.
Amen.
The Lord gives us so many instances through the word of the Bible and him. That there is hope for us, and that that we don't need to turn our back on the Lord. We need to put up our armor against the evil one,
yes.
and protect ourselves, and let Satan know that God is our Savior. That Satan has no room in our life, and we also thank God that He gave His only begotten Son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. What a wonderful message that is, and what a glory to God that he would send his son to wipe our sins off, to cleanse us, to give us a new life in him, so that this life is going to pass, but eternity is with him, and we thank Jesus for that. I want to thank everybody gathered here. You know, it's so refreshing to know that there are such other believers in Christ, even in the anguish and pain and sorrows that we have in our families, in ourselves, and in the world itself. It's so nice to be able to be here and to be given this opportunity to speak to you through the Bible and the Lord's Word. And I just want to say, I was once lost, but the Lord, in so many ways, he's reached out. I didn't have a father and mother growing up, but I always knew that somehow, some way, I got through it. And it wasn't until I accepted the Lord as my Savior that I realized that he was my father when I didn't have one present, and that he was the one who reached down and grabbed me by my bootstraps and straightened me out.
Amen.
And I know he does that to all those who believe in him.
Amen. Oh, no.
I also know that in Ephesians we're told that whoever believes in him shall, all those that believe in him shall not
perish.
But have everlasting life.
Yeah.
Thank
Amen.
You, Sister Evelyn, for setting me on the right road here. It's such a blessing that I can read the Word, that I can refresh my soul, and that I can know that God's love is just abounding. He doesn't only leave it there at the cross, but he lets us have the opportunity to share that with others in our life,
Amen.
In our walk with him. And even when we're down and out, you know, he's there. He knows everything about us. He touches us in a way that nobody else can touch
Amen.
Us. And his wisdom is just abundantly everlasting.
Amen.
As the Son carries out his Father's will, so we also must come to know the will of Jesus. His message to us is there is life after death, and there is a
Amen.
New beginning in Jesus himself. And we thank God for all those things in our life. In Zephaniah, he talks about the day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish. All these things are relative to the end of times, to that final day when we either make it or break it. It's through our acceptance of Jesus that we're going to make it. And it's our acceptance of evil that unfortunately we will break it. We'll break our tie with the Lord, and we'll be where we don't want to be.
Amen.
And thank God that he is so loving. And I just want to thank you for this opportunity.
Amen.
I thank God for what he's done in my life and yours. I'm sure we can all testify to that. And
Amen.
just know that he's working every day, every night, every moment in our lives, and mm-hmm. praise God for those things that he does for us.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Ron.
Thank you, Brother Ron.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
That was very nice.
Great.
Those few words, he said an awful lot, didn't he?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Ron. We appreciate that.
Kind of look at Brother Ron at church now. We're all we holler back at him right now. I'm a 10-9. And for everybody, I didn't know you had that in.
Well, we know it's the Lord. It's the Holy Spirit
the
that's in him. That's
Amen.
What it is.
Amen.
Because whenever we get up there, we have some fear, but we have to realize that we have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We're not doing this by ourselves.
Amen.
Jesus left, when he went back to heaven to be set at the right hand of the Father, he left something for us. He left
Amen.
A comforter in the form of the Holy Spirit. So we're never alone. We should never be afraid to tell somebody, because we always have that Holy Spirit there that's going to be there to give us those words that we need. That's exactly what happened, Ron. You said that very good. We thank you so much. So without further ado, we have a few more songs, and we have some very special poetry and a closing prayer from Roy's daughter, Trina, this afternoon. So without further ado, we're going to sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and what a friend we do have. We're not alone.
We do have a friend. Man.
What a friend Amen. We have in Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was saved. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
And now let's see, turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Northwest Baptist on and off since I was about 13. In 1997, I was working as a unit clerk at St. Michael's Hospital, and it was a rainy day like today, and I was on my way to work, and a voice said to me, Trina, put on your seat belt, buckle up, you're going to get hit by a car, you're going to become disabled, and you're going to lose your job, and you're going to be introduced to drugs, but that's okay because I'm going to bring you back out of it because I need you to do some work for me. I never told anybody that second part because I thought they would think I was crazy. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, you're lying. That's an excuse because of you're using drugs. You want to blame me on something, and you're crazy.
Amen.
But it did happen exactly that way. I never wore my seatbelt because nobody's going to tell me to restrain myself.
Come on, Trina.
But I buckled that belt and went through that intersection. Wham, a car hit me. My daddy can tell you. I've been disabled ever since. I was a drug addict for a while. I'm in recovery.
Good.
And I'm doing a lot of work right now.
Good.
This last time, I tried to commit suicide. And during that stay, I met a young girl who was cutting herself. And she was cutting herself in places where nobody could tell she was cutting herself because of trouble she was having at home. So I wrote her a poem, and I'm a self-taught artist. And I wrote, and I made her a picture, and I wrote her a poem. Mm-hmm. I took creative writing that you have to do in 12th grade, but I got pretty much D's and C's in English. So how I know how to write a poem, And I gave her the picture and the poem, and she just cried, and she said, thank you. And nobody understands me like you do. Do you cut yourself? I said, no. But for some reason, I can feel your pain, and I just felt you needed to hear that. And she said, thank you. And I, during the time that I stayed in the hospital, we had what they call art therapy, where you express yourself in art. But I would always put down words with my art, and the therapist would say, you got away with words. You're good at that. And I would think, I just write down what's in my mind and what's in my soul. And I go on about my way. And some of the nurses would say, you're better at this than I am. Some of the patients need to talk to you. And I go, And I always hear in my back of my mind sometimes, my dad would say, sometimes you need to shut up that mouth of yours, gonna get you in trouble. Or that school teacher that said, sometimes you need to shut up, you talk too much, that mouth of yours gonna get me in trouble. But I always hear this one teacher that said, girl, you got a mouth on you. One day that mouth of yours is gonna do something for you.
Amen.
So I went to my therapist after I got out of the hospital. And oh, I almost forgot the most important part. This time when I was in the hospital, while they were doing the physical to make sure I was healthy enough to go into the hospital and stay for care, I got down on my hands and knees. I've never done this before. And I said, dear God, I don't want to die, but I want to know why am I here. Would you please tell me why I'm here? Would you please use me for my purpose? I'm ready. Bring it on. I can handle it. No matter what it takes, if I have a purpose here on earth, I'm ready for it. Bring it on and I'll take it.
Amen.
And now I'm standing here and this is my purpose in life, I believe.
Amen.
And I am in rehab and I am coming up with these poems, sitting on the toilet and I'm telling my daughter, bring my little book! And I go into group and there might be someone who I never met and I start reading my poem and she'll look at me and say, that's exactly how I feel inside. Why come I can't find those words, but you are in my head, and that's exactly what I need to say. Can you help me? And I can say, I can just tell you what I know, and you got to have some kind of faith. Maybe it's your children you need to believe in. Maybe you need to have faith in them to stay off of drugs or to stay off of popping pills or to stop wanting to commit suicide. Maybe you need faith in God a little bit more than what you're doing. Maybe you need to go and ask him to teach you how to not only pray, but to also give praise. You know, sometimes we forget to do that. You can't just always pray, beg for God to give you stuff.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to thank him or else he'll forget about you. It's almost like you always get a Christmas gift, but you never give one.
Yes.
Most people will stop giving you Christmas to give sooner or later. But I'm going to do a couple of poems. And how I got here is because this young man, I read a poem to him. He asked me, can I put one of those on the internet? And I said, well, the Spirit wants me to save these poems because one day this book might just heal some people, and it's telling me to wait till this book gets full and get it published. Then he kind of looked at me and said, well, okay, but I really would like for some of that to go out on the internet because it might help save somebody right now.
Yes.
And I went and sat down and listened to the service, and while the service going, I got another poem, and I'm writing that down while the service going. And I'm still thinking about what he's saying. I'm listening to what the preacher's saying, and the Spirit's making me write this poem. And then something says, I gotta go back and tell him he can put that poem on the on his website. I said, better yet, I'm gonna go and share the poem with some of those young folks my dad goes to see at the home when he does his afternoon service.
Amen.
So here I am, and I'm gonna share some poems with you all. The first one is to get to know me a little bit better. This one is called Hear My Call. I cry for help all day long, but nobody hears me. So therefore I choose to live life wrong, yet no one sees me. Now what do I do? I want to shout to anybody, somebody, nobody, please, please hear my call, help me. Then finally, when I've had enough of feeling scared, tired, lost, empty, unloved, and even sick of being me, ready to make that final jump that would stop all this craziness, the fall to finally let me rest in peace. But first, I drop to my knees, and I ask the Lord to forgive me for letting drugs and depression take over my life so bad that I'm ready to take this final fall. Because not even God can hear my call. I stood up, and out of nowhere, a young man said, pardon me, did you call? Confused and shocked, but not feeling scared, I said, no. Well, he said, it looked like it's about to snow. Then he reached in his pocket and handed me a card, said, have a nice day, and went his way. The card read, Pastor Timothy Michaels, Baptist Church of God. No matter where you are, what you have done, call on Jesus and he will come.
Amen. Amen.
We welcome the homeless, the troubled, the sick and addicted to come and pray and worship. I put the card in my pocket, dried my tears, went home. Tomorrow, Sunday.
Amen.
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 Oh, that's wonderful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
That's the Spirit. Just using my hands and my pencils.
Yeah.
And here's one I got today that came to me. Because our sermon was about, is the Bible really true? Is the Bible really true? That's a question that I've asked myself. How about you? Countries are still fighting and killing each other over whether their Bible is true versus the others. Some people feel that they don't care if what's in the Bible is real or not, as long as it doesn't interfere with what they've got. All I know is my Holy Bible teaches me what I need for survival as a loving, caring, patient, sharing, honest, forgiving, unjudgmental, God-fearing, heaven-bound individual who's prone to sin because I am human. But my Holy Bible Amen. Teaches me Amen. My God is so loving that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. Mm-hmm. All these other religious believe in self-pleasing books that teaches them to hate. Well, we'll see which books God's children will be carrying when they enter those holy golden gates.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I have one more, and it's called For Shame. And I thought I would give this to these young folks just in case there's some that's still slipping out to the bars at night. Why believe in something I can't see? Why believe in someone who will allow so much misery? Why come when something goes wrong? My grandmama says it ain't what, I'm sorry. My grandmother says it's not in his plan. Whose plan? I'm my own man. I'm not ready for no church. It's time to party, and party I will until it hurts. Then one day when I was leaving the bar, all I heard was bang! Some fool shot me. He told the police I looked like somebody in a rival game. I'm getting cold. I can hear my grandmother's voice. Sounds like she's saying, it's not too late, child. Call his name. It's your choice. Whose name? Oh, God, I can't feel anything. For shame, for shame. The grandmother let go of the young man's hand, looked up and said, now how hard it would have been for him to have forgiven me, Lord. Forgive my sins. For shame, for shame.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Amen.
I like to close this prayer with what I call Trina's prayer. I like to share this with y'all. This is my personal private prayer that I say every day and every night.
Amen.
I want to thank you, Lord, for giving me the will for striving for those things I only need. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the peace of mind for being pleased with what I have, and the heart for not being envious of those things I don't need, and the soul to no longer desire those things I should not have. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this day to share with you all.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Amen. And George is going to close us in prayer, but I think we should all give Trina a big hand. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Trina. You can definitely tell that was God given to you. Those words were definitely given to you by God. And we thank you for sharing those with us. It's very special that the Lord led her here today to share those with us. And we thank you so much. And God is so good. You know, sometimes we think we're desperate and we're all alone, but we're not alone. And once we accept him and realize that we're not alone, that emptiness, that void isn't so bad.
Yes.
It's not so bad. Yeah, and we're not perfect. We're all human. We make mistakes. We fall. But we all can, if we look to Lord and stay focused and keep our eyes upon the Lord, we can make it through all of this.
Amen.
We get caught up in things like Trina got caught up in things. We've all gotten caught up in some kind of way. But thanks to the Lord Almighty, he pulled you out of that. And you're still here with us. And they're not guaranteed. The storms of life are always going to be there. We're either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or going back into a storm. That's life. That's just the way life is going to be. But as long as we realize that we've got God, got his son here, Jesus Christ, we're going to make it. We're going to make Katrina the perfect example.
Yeah.
So we thank you so much for sharing that with us, Trina.
That's why I said the Bible says he pushed you through. It don't say he left you.
No,
no, that's right.
And he will always be there with us. And when we're at the end of that journey, we get the prize.
That's right.
We get to go home. Amen. Amen to that. So thank you, Trina. God is so good.
Amen.
Goldie, thanks for letting us visit with you today. God bless you. It's almost